Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Make sure to comment as we're going along. Subscribe on Patreon, then in PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. This is about the late Charlie Kirk's views on the Russo-Ukrainian conflict. It may seem I've got a bit of a bee in my bonnet about Mr. Kirk, but he's going to be very, very soon. And then after that, I suppose he'll be forgotten fairly soon. I know his widow says, oh, turning point, USA will keep going. But honestly, I think not many people die, or so I remember people like him, shock jocks, who died 5 or 10 years ago. So he was quite ephemeral, certainly forgettable, though the harm and horror he did lives on after him. I was thinking he's kind of like a good-looking version of Alex Jones. But enough about him. I wish Charlie Kirk had been put out of commission another way, bankrupted or something, taken off the air. Don't dispute his legal right to spout his repugnant views, but that he hadn't been subject to any act of violence. No, that's obviously wrong. Whoever did that, give the person life imprisonment, not execution. Looks going to happen in Utah. Anyway, so Charlie Kirk, about the Russo-Ukrainian war, claiming that it was only a border dispute. Well, it's obviously going much further than that. He was an ignoramus on this, and he was very unlettered. That came across in everything he ever said about this. I mean, where he was on firmer ground, he knew more about the Bible, for instance. is Russia was trying to wipe out Ukraine as a nation. It was attempted erasure of the Ukrainian nation. That's why on the first day they released this press communique saying, "That's it. We've reunited Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus, and so forth." And he probably didn't hear about that essay published under Putin's name on the historical unity of the Russian-Ukrainian people, saying that Ukrainians don't exist, that really it's a just emanation of aggressive Western imperialism and blah blah blah. Now, Putin's essay was not complete nonsense. It wasn't a farrago of lies. There were some lies in it, but there's a small amount of truth in it, in that yes, Kyiv was the birthplace of Russia, and Ukraine was Russia. And then the Poles conquered it in the early Middle Ages and pushed the Russians back. And the Russians there became Polonized, but they developed this new, unique identity, Ukrainian. The Ukrainian language is closer to Polish than it is to Russian, even though it's written in Cyrillic, and so forth. And the Ukrainians are mostly Orthodox Christians, but they've got an autocephalous church now. And Putin would cite, I can't remember whichever treaty it was in the 15th century, that the Ukrainian Cossacks signed with the Tsar of all the Russias. And so, oh, that's really valid. And by the way, all the treaties since count for nothing, including the treaties that Putin himself signed. Putin himself has recognized Ukraine as an independent country on multiple occasions. If it's not a real country, why did Russia recognize it in 1991? Why did they recognize it in the Budapest Memorandum? Why did they have diplomatic relations with it? And so on. Why did they admit people on Ukrainian passports? All these admissions of it. The Ukrainians had bent over backwards to be accommodating by allowing the Russian Black Sea Fleet to stay there. And Charlie Kirk, one of his nonsensical points was that, well, the Russian Navy was there in the Second World War. No, it wasn't. There was no Russian Navy. There was the Red Navy of the Soviet Union, and the Soviet Black Sea Fleet was almost half Ukrainian, and so forth. So it's ludicrous to say that that's some sort of grounds. And yes, Ukraine was part of Russia for about 170 years, and then it's been part of Ukraine for over 70 years. But before the Russians conquered it, it belonged to the Ottoman Empire. It belonged to the Tatars at some point. It belonged to the Byzantine Empire, or to the Roman Empire prior to that, the Scythians, and so on. And then he's arguing against his own country, really, because there are Russian politicians like the late Vladimir Zhirinovsky, who openly said, and by the way, we should retake Alaska. His argument is complete nonsense. It's like saying that, well, Utah, New Mexico, California, Texas, Nevada, Arizona, they belong to Mexico. They still belong to Mexico, belong to it for some time prior to that. Mexico's predecessor state, the Spanish Empire, and so forth. Saying that Zelensky was a CIA puppet. I mean, nobody disputes that he was properly elected, even Russia, except that's completely fair. And the Russian government really wanted to actually bring down his predecessor, Petro Poroshenko. I was in Russia in May 2019 when Volodymyr Zelensky was elected, and the Russian media was saying that millions of spare ballot papers had been printed, and Poroshenko was going to stuff the ballot boxes because he was going to lose to make himself win. But actually, he lost. He admitted it was a completely smooth transition, and that was it. And Zelensky was inaugurated, and say, oh, Poroshenko's going to be arrested, or he's fled the country. He's never been arrested, and he's been out, but he hasn't fled the country. He's been out and back several times, and they've investigated him, and they've looked searched of his properties, but he's not been arrested in all the years since. So it's lie after lie after lie. So he was sort of media illiterate as well, Charlie Kirk, and he was taken seriously when he really shouldn't have been. So he said he didn't want to send arms to Ukraine. Well, I mean, the United States was legally and morally obliged to, with that Budapest memorandum. The Ukrainians gave up their nuclear weapons in return for the security guarantee from the United States and the UK, which obviously let them down and again and again. It was reaffirmed by various US administrations and the US Congress since 2014, since the invasion, they're going to do this. And Ukraine helped the United States in Afghanistan, helped the United States in Iraq, sending troops to both. So surely the United States owes them one. One good turn deserves another. Anyway, so Zelensky leading his people to a massacre. Well, the massacres were committed by Russia, so Russia invaded them, and we've seen what the Russian army is like in Chechnya and else in Syria and elsewhere. Now, no army is perfect. I realize, you know, civilians always get killed in wars. There are a few bad people in every army. There are a few psychos make it into every army, and of course, that's terrible. We should try and stop that. Try and minimize civilian casualties. I realize that they're unavoidable. You can't keep them down to zero, but the Russian army's reputation is egregiously bad. I mean, among the worst in the world for massacres, and they will virtually never be disciplined for the murder of a civilian, for the willful murder of a civilian, not in a combat situation. No, it's not combat at all. Knowing he, she is unarmed, is no threat at all, and deliberately killing the person anyway, and rape and so on. And they've done it to their own citizens in Chechnya is very, very well documented. You can have lots of Russian journalists can tell you this, like Anna Politkovskaya, who paid with her life for telling the truth and speaking up for human rights. So Kirk would just say anything for money, but you got to hand it to him. He was very successful in his 33 years on the planet, was it 32 years? He wanted to be infamous, and he was. And the guy who was so sort of like so holier than thou, so moralistic, and there he was shilling for some truly nefarious causes, and so on. So anyway, saying it was wrong to view Russia as an enemy despite Russia's hostile acts, I mean cyber attacks on the United States and American allies. And you know, you could think he was taking a script from the Kremlin, and that cutting off arms was gonna end the war. No, well, I mean, it means complete Ukrainian subjugation. It'd be goodwill to give in to this aggression, give them Crimea. Why would they stop there? I mean, you wouldn't do. You'd be an idiot if you're Putin to stop there. He's got something for nothing. He'll get take more and more and more. And there's Minsk One agreement, Minsk Two agreement, and Putin has broken every single agreement he ever made. All these chemical weapons conventions the Soviet Union signed back in the 1970s, and Putin would be the first to remind you Russia's the principal successor state of the USSR, where they break all the time using chemical weapons in Ukraine, in Syria, in the United Kingdom. The attempted murder of Sergei Skripal and Yulia Skripal, which wounded them, injured them, but they survived. But there was an uninvolved British woman who happened to pick up the discarded perfume bottle, which contained the poison, and she died from it. So he's was an absolute moron to trust Putin like this. So it's completely nonsensical. And his hero, Trump, who never stood up to Putin, who was really enabling aggression, who was caving in again and again, the so-called tough guy, who was always chickening out and never fulfilling his threats and so on. So Kirk was really just dead wrong on this. And we said, oh, Ukraine's a very corrupt country. I mean, there is a serious amount of corruption. One of the countries that's worse on that is Russia. That Zelensky is a dictator, which he's certainly not. I mean, there's a free media. There was a free and fair election. Even his opponents completely accept that. You can demonstrate against him. You can criticize him, and so forth. In no sense is he a dictator. His powers are limited. I think he'd like to be able to do what he's not able to do. And you know, they don't have the death penalty officially or unofficially. And it's staggering that he's there shilling for Putin, who really is a horrific dictator and an egregiously brutal one as well, with absolutely farcical elections where ballot boxes are stuffed blatantly. And it was caught by Golos, this Russian civil advocacy group, who had it recorded, because all these things were recorded, were broadcast live, the polling stations. They were able to record these things. The polling clerks, look, nobody's coming, and would put loads of ballot papers in there. All right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Then PayPal, georgecarlin7@gmail.com. Goodbye.